Our guest today, Feist, Leslie Feist, is from Canada. She recorded her debut solo album in Paris. And there is sort of a soft, evocative, dare we say, European sound to it. So I asked her to respond to early reviews that had her appropriating a French sound on the disc.
Well, I mean, the facts are the facts, is I didn't live there when they made the record. Right. But it was, I did make it there. Mm-hmm. But what Paris did more than be Parisian is that it was a blank slate.
Right.
I didn't know anything about it. It didn't know anything about me. There was nobody in the city that I knew. And so there was none of those, you know, the habit of coming home and obsessively playing the rough mixes to friends or to people you play with, or, you know, and then having somebody make a little comment that could veer it off course because you're taking everybody's opinion so seriously. It was actually the opposite. There was just nobody knew that we were doing it except for us, and there was a real freedom in that.
So the you know, French music and the et cetera, that's not the key here.
No. You know, I've been there almost 2 years or so now, and I still feel like I just don't know much about French history in music, except, of course, Serge Gainsbourg. And,
right.
And then by virtue of Gainsbourg, then Jane Birkin. But no, I still don't really know what it's all about.
Feist is our guest today. You want to do one of yours now?
Yeah, sure. I think I will do one called Gatekeeper that starts the album out. It's time to begin as the summer sets in as the scene is set for new lovers. You play your part, painting yet a new start, but each gate will open another. June, July, and August, yeah. It's probably hard to plan ahead. June, July, and August, yeah. Well, let's spread out a basket, each other. Oh, gatekeeper, seasons away for your knowing. Gatekeeper, you held your breath, made the summer go on. Well, they try to stay from the cold and the wind, making love and making their dinner. Only find that the love that they grew in the summer, well, it froze. Oh, February, April said, don't be fooled by that summer again. February, April said, well, I have for the year where we'll never be friends. Gatekeeper, seasons wait for your knowing. Gatekeeper, you held your breath, made the winter go on and on. Seasons wait for you know.
As she just mentioned, that is the song that that begins that Orion Gatekeeper with perfect opening lines and stuff. It's good. Good choice. You must have had fun sequencing and saying that's definitely there.
Yeah.
Definitely there. I'm really interested in your voice, and one of the things people probably don't know, you used to sing and you have sung really, you know, Placebo, your first band, was a pretty loud band, and you had real voice problems. In fact, you couldn't use your voice for a period of time.
Yeah, we went on our first Cross Canada tour, and being 19 years old and in the van that I'd saved up to buy, touring with this rock and roll band, this kind of metal band that was about 5 years older than us, all of guys, and we were all girls, except for one guy in the band. It was just it was our chance to party, you know, for the first time, really, across Canada from city to city. And so that mixed with the music itself was just so loud. I just came home with, you know, literally bleeding from my throat.
Had
blown my pipes completely. So I went back to Toronto from Calgary, where I was living, and I saw this musical injury specialist, this doctor who works with, you know, cello players that get tendonitis or whatever, drummers who break their foot or...
That's an interesting specialty.
No, well, he actually is the most interesting guy. He was a child prodigy piano star, and his father said, oh, that's not good enough. You have to become a doctor. And music is a nice hobby, even though he had won the Governor General's Award or something for being a 12-year-old who could play anything. And so he became a doctor and then melted his passion together. He's a really interesting guy.
So he had you, what, you rest your voice, or what did you do?
He's Asian and had this really great holistic approach to it. And so, I mean, I was swimming to strengthen back and stomach muscles for breath control, and he was trying to teach me how to do meditation, and he had me doing Tai Chi and basically just trying to chill out. So for about a year, I had this kind of great regimen.
Well, from the outside, it would seem easier to sing the way you are. Did you have to learn a bunch to sing soft?
No, I mean, once I just stopped trying to work on precision, or once I stopped trying to sing properly or well or something, and you just start to rely on your instincts and, you know, really it's like skiing or something. It's like slaloming. You've got this downhill momentum. It's pushing you downward, and you just have to slalom around through whatever you've got in your path. And every night is different. You've got someone smoking right in front of you, or you've got a cold, or you've got whatever, bad monitors. And so whatever it is, then you just have to use whatever's left.
Feist is our guest. Okay, can you do... Now, I'm interested to hear how this works out. It's a song called Mushaboom, and the Mushaboom is kind of in the background vocals. So how do you do that, that solo?
I do it in my head.
So people have to put their own Mushabooms on this one.
Out of their clothes, away the babies have been born. Unpacking the bags and sitting up, and planting lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. Maybe it's until the day my dreams will match up with my pain. The road deep snow, watching the fire as we grow. Watching the fire as we grow.
There you go, complete with some Musha Booms. Is that song from Feist, who is our guest today. Pretty pretty idyllic, domestic kind of thing. I mean, it's a far cry from, you know, cruising across Canada in that van. Do you aspire to that?
I'm pretty sure I do, but I have an aunt that actually lives that life, and she's always laughing at me that I'm idealizing her hardworking life.
Right.
And then when she came to visit me and left a post-it note on my wall that I found about 4 months later that said, Musha Boom is a state of mind, not a place. So
I've taken that to heart. That's really good. We should talk a little bit about some of your other things you've been involved with. Your roommate, Peaches, had a pretty successful album, but you you had a persona on her music. You were a Bitch Lap Lap.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about Bitch Lap Lap.
Well, Bitch Lap Lap and I met when I went to Havana for a month, and I was inspired by her aerobics outfits and her sock puppet ability, so I brought her back with me. And
will you continue to do work with Broken Social Scene? I know you've done singing with them.
Yeah, I mean, we all started Broken Social Scene together. And there's a lot of us on the record, but the core group got whittled down as all these other side projects started to become more busy, like Stars and Metric and myself. And more and more, I mean, at one point there was a time when I could say I played 100% of the Broken Social Scene shows. And then as time passed and they kept touring and then I had to tour on my own, probably I've played about 5% of the shows
right,
that they've ever played now. But yeah, we're working on the new record right now. They work on it in Toronto whenever I have time, I go back there and do what I can.
There is just this explosion of Canadian creativity and music going on right now. It's just kind of wonderful to watch. You mentioned Stars, and you know, you can even look at other bands that have been around for a while, coming of age. I mean, December is really coming of age, and all these other things that you're talking about. What's going on? Are people just paying more attention, or has this always been?
Maybe it's that the Canadians are finding it easier to go away and get out of Canada and go and play other places. I think that has always been happening. There's always been great music. I mean, even when I was 17, I remember there being this really crazy, varied scene in my little town in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Europe, I discovered there's a huge expat musical community living all over the place. I mean, no matter where you go, there'll be a couple Canadians that show up and go, hey, I'm a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and I've signed to this tiny Belgian label, so I came here, or whatever, you know?
Mm.
I think it's just that Canadians are just going out of Canada more than they ever were before. That's my theory, anyway.
You do, speaking of Canadian artists... You do a Ron Sexsmith song on here,
right.
Secret Heart, which fits really well with the tone of the record. Is that why you chose it? Or?
Well, no, it was, like I said, when we were in the studio, it was song by song, and we began the whole thing with covers just to, work out how we were going to do this, you know, taking my four-track demos. I was white-knuckling it a little bit, holding on a little too tight, and so we all decided, okay, let's start with covers. And this song, Secret Heart, I'd played in my live show. It was one of the only covers I've ever played in my life, and I just love the song. So it was sort of an obvious choice to begin the process of recording.
So this is a great song. This is Secret Heart.
Secret heart, what are you made freedom. Why are you so afraid of? Could it be three simple words? All the fear of being overheard. What's wrong? Let them in on your secret heart. Secret heart, why so mysterious? Why so sacred? Why so serious? Just acting tough. Maybe you're just not man enough. What's wrong? Let them in on your secret heart. Every secret that you're trying to conceal is the very same one you're dying to reveal. Go down. You feel
of Secret Heart, the song you may know from Ron Sexsmith, and Feist is our guest today on the Cafe. That's one that's included on Let It Die. What would you like to finish up with?
I was thinking about One Evening.
Any story behind this one?
Well, it kind of speaks for itself as a one-night stand, you know, trying to take a positive stance on one-night stands. Only in song, of course. There was one story is that we made a video for this song that we made two videos. The first one was way too literal of the storyline. I mean, it was just, it's really hard to go there and to, you know, make a video about this and have it be representing the actual storyline and have it not just be in bad taste. You know?
Right.
But then the second video I made with a friend of mine, Buck 65, was my dance partner in it, and we just made a completely super naive, almost like kindergarten play where every motion that you make is the signal of the words. Like if you say, "What's over there?" you hold your hand up above your eyes and look into the distance. And if someone's talking, you hold up to your ear and lean over towards them. What are you saying? You know? So the whole song, we just tried to take it there and just make it a little more naive. Thank you. evening was long, my guesses were true. You saw me see you. That's something you said. The timing was right, the pleasure was mine. The time and the place, the look on your face, sincerest of eyes. If you're ready or not, the state of our heart, there's no time to take. When we started, both broken hearted, not believing it could begin and end in one evening. Ba 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 ba. We were caught by the light, held onto the day, dearly became ours. The minutes went by, the cab is outside, there's no time to take. When we parted, ooh, and on, I'm believing it could begin and end in one evening. Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. When we started, both broken hearted, not believing it could begin and end in one evening. And when we parted, moving on, I'm believing it could begin and end in one evening. Ba da da ba, ba da ba ba, ba ba ba.
One Evening, a song that actually doesn't really need a video because it is literal in and of itself. Good song. Feist is our guest today on the World Cafe. Feist is a great word. And on its own, it's just a great word. It's your name. Is that why you chose not to use your full name?
Well, I guess it's also just the gang I was hanging out with. You know, they all have these superhero, super villain names. You know, and I had been Bitch Lap Lap, and the switch to back to all the way to Leslie Feist just felt a little too pedestrian or something. I don't know. So I just decided to stick with, and actually all those people called me Feist. I didn't ever really have a name that stuck that was something that I could attach, also stick to the music that I made, you know. So Feist seemed like the good way to go.
Yeah, and it's a great image, too. So it works well on a front. Thank you so much for playing live for us. It's a real treat.
Thank you.
And best of luck. We will see you next time around.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Feist, our guest, will be back in a moment here in the World Cafe. Thanks again to a Feist, our guest today. That album, Let It Die, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com, where you can also check out our Live at the World Cafe CDs.